By tomorrow, UN inspectors in North Korea are expected to have left the country. They've been there since 1994, monitoring a mothballed nuclear facility north of the capital, Pyongyang. But last week, North Korea announced it was throwing the inspectors out and restarting a radiochemical lab at the nuclear complex. News analyst Daniel Shore says escalating tensions with North Korea have forced the Bush administration to rethink its policy of preemption, or at least to recognize its limitations.
The Bush doctrine of preemptive action against the catastrophic danger of rogue states with weapons of mass destruction has faced its first test in North Korea and seems to have flunked. The doctrine was first enunciated in the president's West Point speech last June, in which he talked of confronting the worst threats before they emerge. It was spelled out in the National Security Strategy Statement in September, which spoke of acting preemptively if necessary to forestall a hostile act. But faced with a North Korea, which may already have a couple of nuclear weapons and is avowedly planning more, the administration is going to great lengths to assure the world that the United States is not contemplating military action. Yesterday, while other senior officials stayed away from television cameras, Secretary of State Colin Powell was deployed on 5 successive network talk shows and several sidewalk interviews with a message that there is no crisis and no idea of attacking the latest applicant for the nuclear club. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld may say, as he did last week, that America is capable of waging 2 wars simultaneously. But that is only hypothetical. The new doctrine for North Korea is tailored containment, diplomatic and economic pressure on the hermit regime in Pyongyang. And while Secretary Powell says that the United States will not negotiate under threat, it will talk to third parties if necessary. And Powell counsels patience as this drama plays out in the weeks and months ahead. How to account for this mild treatment of a rogue state that expels nuclear inspectors even while Saddam Hussein welcomes them? For one thing, the administration is trying to stay in step with South Korea and China. But more compellingly, a state that has nuclear weapons has to be treated differently than a state which is only trying to get them. Nobody's going to attack North Korea, Secretary Powell says with refreshing candor, because a strike against a Yongbyon reactor, now that it's operational, could cause radioactive fallout over a wide area. And so, watch for the next edition of the administration's strategy statement, preemptive action against a rogue state, unless it's too late for preemption. This is Daniel Shore.